Oh, oui.
Oops. Grandma! Would you like a taste of that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It is I, Mr. Sexy Sexy. And this is the podcast of love, otherwise known as the Mr. Sexy Sexy Show. Another congruence of listener and lover in the intranet space, filled with ones and zeros, the music, the emotions. It's one big panoply of love. Please join me in an adventure. You and I together, like none other, we will journey into a land of sensuality that few have ever been blessed enough to be in. You're special. You're mine. And I am yours.
Show me.
Start today's show, and what a pair.
34D, you like them?
Oh, the joys, they come fast and furious when you are Mr. Sexy Sexy. Tonight's show began with Anita Harris, and a chestnut, if you will. A song called Trains and Boats and Blands. And after that, Thin Lizzy. You can't do wrong with a song called Whiskey in a Jar. What better way to imbibe than that? I cannot tell you. You sip a little, you kiss a little. You sip a little, you kiss a little. The joy is compounded, the thrill exponentially enlarged, and you find yourself in the midst of something sensual, lovable, and oh so intoxicating. This is the Mr. Sexy Sexy Show, the podcast of love. So many emails. I'd like to give a shout-out to a woman who spent some time to put her thoughts and her feelings down in an email this past week, and her impact on me will be felt for many a day. Gloria, you are a special woman. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise, especially when you're in that slinky black outfit you were in last Thursday. Oh, my God. What an enjoyable evening you and I spent together from my perspective. I was happy to show you mine, and I know you were happy to show me yours. Minx! I call you a minx because that is what you are. And that, my friend, is a high compliment from Mr. Sexy Sexy on the Mr. Sexy. Sexy. Show.
I try to think that love's not around, but it's
tough if you ever think you must join with them or get with us. Just be careful before.
It's what the Mr. Sexy Sexy Show is all about. Unusual combinations intertwined to create something effervescent, something sensual and unexpected. And in that little mix, I think we accomplished just that. Ella Fitzgerald with Angel Eyes, the Lalo and a Bushwhacker mix. And Julian Lennon, son of Hun, with a song called Q. I wonder what he was waiting for. It couldn't have been pleasure, because pleasure is always there. No waiting, no lines. Step right up to the microphone. Ha ha! Yes, the double entendres are flurrying. And enjoy, imbibe, bring you into the equation. Because we're waiting ever so patiently.
You're making me do bad things right now.
Wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow where you be. And I'm wishing on all the rainbows that I see. I'm wishing on all the people who've ever been. Wishing on tomorrow, when will it come? Wishing on all the loving we've ever done. I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I never thought I'd see a time when you would be so far. Of all the moments that we spent, I just can't let you go from me. You were meant, I didn't mean to hurt you. And I know that in the game of loving you, I was so. I feel it's time for us to make up, baby. I feel it's time for us to get back together.
stop things, oh baby, when we're together.
Last bit was cold. I like it warm. I like to look right here.
Oh yes, the cavalcade of musical sensuality continues. That was Muse with a soldier's poem. Muse, they're a three-piece. We all know three is a magic number.
Mm.
And before that, Paul Weller, singing a song made famous during that ultimate decade of sensuality, the 70s, Wishing on a Star. And this, my friends, brings us to the conclusion, if you will, of another episode of Love. The Mr. Sexy Sexy Show is a proud sponsor of everything sensual and joyous in this world, and I hope you continue to listen and continue to give each other the love you so richly deserve. And of course, you can email me at MrSexySexy@gmail.com. I always enjoy saying that, and I will respond to you with my thoughts to fulfill your needs, because your pleasure is my pleasure, and our pleasure is somebody else's pleasure we haven't even met. So for now, I bid you adieu. I love you.